New research could change the way beekeepers do business. A report from Indiana University shows genetically diverse honeybee colonies are less prone to succumbing to bacteria and other pathogens. As WFIU's Gretchen Frazee reports, that means those bees could live longer lives.
Honeybee keepers around Indiana have been fighting against disease, parasites, and pesticides for decades.
We're getting ready to fill those with bees here for the spring.
Tracy Hunter of Hunter's Honey Farms outside Martinsville sells his honey around the state, mostly at local farmers markets. He says there are many threats to his honeybees and consequently to his business. He's constantly looking for ways to make his hives stronger.
Beekeepers like to take their strong hives, the ones that survive the winter, hopefully have some genetic traits that are going to survive these problems, and you split the hive and let the bees make a new queen, or you can raise a queen yourself.
But despite their best efforts, beekeepers like Hunter almost always lose some of their hives to disease or parasites. They end up replenishing them by buying queens and what are called starter colonies.
We raise somewhere around 2,000 to 3,000 queens a year.
That's David Shenefield. He's the president of the Indiana Beekeepers Association and one of the main bee vendors in the state. Here's how the sale of bees works. Vendors take a queen and mate it with male drones they get from other sources.
And then also there is other breeders that artificial inseminate queens with different hygienic genetics and mite-resistant genetics. And we throw all those into our gene pool and we work with different ones to keep us from having inbreeding.
Then they take the queen, put her in a hive, and after a few other bees are born, they sell the starter colony to beekeepers. That's where some new research from Indiana University and Wellesley College comes in. One of the head researchers, Irene Newton, says they found the more males the queen mates with, the more diverse a colony is. And that, in turn, made the colony more likely to withstand bacteria and other pathogens.
The bacteria that were in genetically diverse colonies were more likely to be beneficial, so we found a higher number of bacteria affiliated with probiotic genera like Bifidobacterium and Lactobacilli. And we found a decrease in known bee pathogens like Melissococcus and Paedobacillus, which are known to cause foul brood.
Newton says beekeepers have known for a while that more diverse colonies are generally healthier, but her research points to a specific reason: the good probiotic bacteria the colony produces.
And so if we can figure out what is natural, what's the natural state of the microbiota associated with the honeybee, and how to promote that natural state, then maybe we can help the honeybee protect itself from pathogens and from syndromes like colony collapse disorder.
At an orchard about 30 minutes away from his honey farm, Hunter's bees are busy pollinating apple trees. Hunter leases his bees to fruit growers around the state, and he says bees pollinate one-third of all food, so keeping those bees healthy is key.
Pollination is the most important thing that bees do for people. We all enjoy the honey, but pollination is so vital to our agriculture today. In fact, the honeybee is responsible for 80% of the insect pollination.
And while he normally doesn't think about the genetics of his bees, Hunter says he does use the general principles of the study.
I'm not so much concerned what the genetic makeup of the bee is, whether it is a purebred, whether it's a crossbreed. If it is surviving, then that is my number one goal.
And based on the study results, those that have better genetic makeup are more likely to survive. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.